This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado and 14 states are suing the White House and the Department of Education over cuts to programs for youth mental health. The state's attorney general says nearly $10 million in funding is at stake for Colorado universities. It's the 26th lawsuit against the administration that Colorado has either led or joined. Netflix subscriptions are subject to Colorado sales tax, according to the State Court of Appeals. CPR's Tom Hess reports the finding had to do with the definition of a single word.
The dictionary definition of corporeal means having a body, or in law, consisting of a material object. Netflix argued in court that a product must be able to be physically touched to count as taxable property, meaning their digital platform was not taxable under Colorado law. The state's Court of Appeals disagreed with Netflix's interpretation. They ruled a product only needs to be perceived by one of our five senses, such as hearing or seeing, to count as tangible property. They acknowledged that technological advancements have altered the specific form of delivery for many products, but the products themselves remain unchanged. All of that means, whether it's a DVD or beamed into your TV, that bingeable 12-episode season of your favorite show you're rushing home to watch is the same, and the streaming giant's video service is subject to the state's tax law. I'm Tom Hess, CPR News.
Rocky Mountain National Park's largest campground is reopening after 2 years. The Park Service began accepting reservations for Moraine Park Campground Tuesday. The reservations are available for today through July 22nd. This is CPR News.